After the Kasatochi volcano erupted late last week in the Aleutians, weather patterns carried some of the ash across Alaska to the east, all the way to the southeast panhandle and beyond. Tony Hall is with the National Weather Service's Aviation Weather Unit and Volcanic Ash Advisory Center in Alaska. On Sunday, the Weather Service began issuing aviation warnings because of the high-altitude ash, but as of Tuesday morning, Hall said the situation seemed to be improving.
The initial eruption last week of Kasatochi, some of that very high-level ash got entrained into an upper-level low-pressure system, and that's been affecting the last couple of days southeast Alaska. And, of course, Alaska Airlines and a few others have had to cancel or reroute flights. That situation in southeast Alaska seems to be improving. Also keep in mind that this is also affecting Canada, and it's even now affecting the northern tier of the lower 48, such as North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota areas.
With time, the ash will dissipate, according to Hall. He said that appeared to be what was happening in southeast Alaska Tuesday. Rather than actual ash in the air, he said it seemed to be more of an aerosol gas, mainly sulfur dioxide.
Pilot reports we've been getting the last 24 hours or so are certainly indicating that they're not seeing much ash. However, they are getting sulfur smells and things of that nature, which is certainly an aerosol. So we're hoping that that's all it is. That's what we think. That's about what's left of it at this time.
Along with the Kasatochi eruption, there have also been eruptions from the Okmok and Cleveland volcanoes in the Aleutians. The latest ash plume was smaller, and Hall said it was moving due south away from Alaska, at least as of Tuesday morning, so he was hopeful it wouldn't have an impact on aviation. On Monday, Alaska Airlines announced it would be resuming operations after canceling more than 40 flights in Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48 as a safety precaution. That included flights in Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Adak. The airline said it was adding some flights to accommodate more than 5,000 passengers who were affected by the cancellations. It's not unusual for an ash cloud from a large eruption like Kasatochi to stay intact from days to weeks after the event, according to Alaska Volcano Observatory geologist Chris Way Thomas. He says volcanic ash is a very abrasive substance, which is why it can be a concern for aircraft.
You know, it's a fine, silty material, and it's not the best thing to have a jet engine suck in. Can it interfere with the operation of the engine? They're not designed to deal with that. And then the other issue has to do with the jets fly at a fairly high rate of speed, and so when they go into an ash cloud, the abrasive character of the ash can cause all kinds of problems for the aircraft. Anything from knocking paint off the leading edges, abrading that, frosting windshields, interfering with navigation. So it's not a good idea to go through those clouds.
Way Thomas said there was no concern over air quality in southeast. He said the ash would fall to the ground with precipitation, but the concentrations would be too low to notice. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.